Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The hope is you have a guy in Drake May who's warming and getting ready, and he'll eventually be that type of guy that can elevate that unit. I still wouldn't rush it, but like, the Patriots were 8 of 17 for 48 yards against man coverage. Man coverage is about talent. They were 6 of 8 for 72 yards against zone. I'm guessing that was probably mostly Hunter Henry early on in the game. Beating man coverage is about talent among the receivers and tight ends and what have you. It's not really about scheme. It's
right.
Just man beating man. Zone is more about scheme beating the coverage. And, you know, what we see so far is the Patriots aren't good enough on the outside to beat man coverage. And that's going to continue to be an issue.
That was Greg Bedard with a cameo by our guy, Nick Cattles.
Yeah, I thought I heard him in there.
Breaking down the Patriots wide receivers, the lack of talent that they have. And I do think, Keith, this is going to be an interesting test for the Patriots tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all week. And it goes back to last week. I mean, Mayo said it coming out of week one. We got to get the wide receivers more involved. We got to get Pop Douglas more involved. That was the backdrop going into last week. And they didn't get more involved. They became
less
involved.
Yeah, three catches.
Pop Douglas wasn't targeted.
Nope.
So there's like this squeaky wheel, this squawking within the Patriots wide receiver group. And you have to wonder, are they going to force feed Pop Douglas? Are they going to force feed Jalen Polk? Are they going to force feed these guys in the passing game? When in reality, that's not the way to beat the Jets. You don't throw on the Jets. You don't make plays through the passing game. You run on them. Jordan Mason ran on them. Tony Pollard, to a degree, ran on them last week.
No,
that's how you attack them.
The Jets allowed 180 on the ground against the Niners and 130 on the ground to the Titans. And you figure the Titans are also playing from behind a little bit, so they may have gone away from the run. But yeah, I'm with you. They need to run, and that's still the strength. So even though you have a couple wide receivers, you know, pop on the tape Douglas, wanting the ball a little bit more, I don't think Alex Van Pelt's going to give into that. I really don't. Van Pelt's been in the league a long time. I don't think he's going to be like, oh yeah, we got to get Pop Douglas, a guy with zero career touchdowns. We got to really fire him up. Those guys want the ball, and that's great. They should, but they're not yet good. So I don't think they need to force feed those. That would be playing right into the Jets' hands. That would be a complete miscalculation by Alex Van Pelt and the Patriots' offense. So I don't think they're going to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't say, all right, at some point we do have to get Pop Douglas the ball. Right? Not every single possession, not 10 touches or 12 targets.
Right, but
you can't go zero. Like, there is a line somewhere in the middle.
And I think we all agree the way to do it is get him involved in the quick game. wide receiver screens.
Well, they handed the ball to Polk last week.
That's another
good
one.
I didn't like it because Polk, I think, is going to be a good kind of like possession receiver. Obviously made a nice route on the touchdown, but don't hand him the ball. He doesn't seem to be super shifty or like top end speed. Pop Douglas might be able to make a guy miss, and then you at least get him the ball. You know, he didn't have the ball once. Like that is a miss because we know you can't give Ramondre Stevenson the ball 30 times every single game. I did think there was some promising plays from Antonio Gibson. I mean, the 45-yard run, obviously,
sure.
But even other than that, so that's another guy you can work in. And Hunter Henry had a huge game. But there is sort of that middle ground. You know, it doesn't have to be, there's now 15 targets to the receivers. Like, no. You know, you don't have to go that extreme, right? This is not a pass-first offense as much as the league, you know, is ripe for pass-first offense. This isn't one right now. So I'm curious to see if any of their comments or, you know, what's funny too is what was reported after Jalen Reagor got cut was that it wasn't just the Instagram story. It was like he was sounding off in the locker room. Is that just him? Or are there other guys sounding off in the locker room that we don't know about? And they're not taking to social media, right? Because they're not dumb, but they're saying stuff in the locker room. And maybe that's another reason why he got cut. It's like, all right, we're done with this. You're not doing that, but it's also a message to the rest of the guys. Like, how much are they sounding off that they should be playing?
So, who wins the game tonight? How would the Patriots win matched up against the Jets? Do you like their chances? You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. We'll get to misleading. Coming up at 11:45, we'll revisit some Jeremy Swayman reporting on both sides of the coin here from the Greg Hill Show and Scoops Keith yesterday. So, we'll do that over an hour from now. We also have a Friday four-pack on a Thursday leading into Thursday Night Football. Four questions about the Pats and the Jets. That's at 12:20. We also have Keith's Keys
are back. Big success last week. Although the Pats did lose the game.
Ow.
Well, the Keys aren't really...
I didn't want you to have to go there, but it's a good point.
0-1 with the Keys.
So that's 1 o'clock we're going to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Keith's Keys at 1 o'clock. So mark all that down. I think this is interesting for the Patriots tonight because the worst scenario, I think, would be, well, we got to beat the Jets on the ground. We got to run on them. We got to give it to Ramondre. We got to hand off to Gibson. Maybe even give Jamichael Hasty his token carry that he had last week.
Don't give him a carry. That's a waste of a play.
So we got to get the running game going. That's how we're going to beat the Jets, which I agree with. But if you lose the game and you keep running and the offense doesn't target the wide receivers and now you've lost two in a row and guys were already complaining last week and now it's 10 days leading into the Niners and there's a lot of time to talk about it and squawk about it and complain about it, that really could set you up for things going off the rails quickly. So something we're going to talk about a lot today, it is a massive swing game tonight. And that balance with the receiver group, that balance with getting the passing game going a little bit, they don't have to throw for 300 yards tonight. No one expects them to do that. But getting the wide receivers involved, I think, is important tonight. Not that you do it at the expense of the run game, to your point, but a design play here for Pop Douglas, a design play there for Jalen Polk, I think would go a long way.
Well, they still threw the ball 27 times last week. So as much as it is a run-first offense, and this is before some of the comments by some of the receivers, 27 times, right? And I don't think there's going to be 12 targets to Hunter Henry again this week. Like that would be pretty surprising to me. So there's still opportunity for those other guys to make some plays, and I hope that we at least see that, at least give those guys an opportunity, especially someone like Polk and Pop Douglas. But I'm with you on the swing game, because not only is it the difference between 2-1 and 1-2, but you're all of a sudden, you could be 2-0 in the conference, 1-0 in the division, and I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves for playoffs, but that's not a bad spot to be in. You know, you look around the rest of the league through 3 weeks, compared to if you lose back-to-back games, now you're that much further away from when you won. And now you have to go face San Francisco on the road. Yeah, you have a couple extra days, but it's still San Francisco on the road. Now, I guess the silver lining would be all of us Drake May people would say, all right, if you're 1-3.
Jacoby, you got one more start.
Kinda.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree with that.
I know Curran thinks he might just get hurt. Jacoby Brissett might get hurt tonight or might get hurt next Sunday, and then Curran's, the decision's out of their hands.
Curran's chiseling out the gravestone for Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, he has gotten pounded a few times in each of the first two games. So, I mean, and the preseason, where she left that game. So, I mean, that's not a crazy prediction by any stretch. But that, I guess, like, I'm I'm not of the, you know, we've had people mention like tanking and all that. I'm not of the mindset to tank in September or October. So I want to see them win as many games as possible. But the flip side being, all right, if they're 1-3 and the offense is still not passing the ball at all. And again, Brissett hasn't even turned it over yet. So just wait till he turns it over and like what kind of talk is going to be coming out then. All right, maybe we do see Drake May week 5.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I want to get into that. Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald has an interesting take on if Jacoby Brissett were to get hurt, who would you even put in? Like, how? That's a question. I have no
idea. It's not a question at all.
But, well, it is for Andrew Callahan.
He's going to put in Joe Milton, or do they just run the Wildcat with Antonio Gibson and Stevenson?
He's going to put in Joe Milton, but maybe there's a little cat in there.
He's
going to
put Joe Milton into the game, like a regular season game?
It's the man's take. So I know
that's
reckless. I know we disagree with that. We'll get back into Drake May and how they're handling that. I'll be curious if the, like on the broadcast tonight,
yeah,
the snaps leak out. Like, did he get 50% of the snaps? Is he still getting 30? Like, I'm curious.
Well, AVP told us 30% is what it's been, and that's what it will be.
That's what it's going to stay.
That's
he did
he say
that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we'll see.
Who did we, Hunter Henry said, oh, I've been around tons of quarterbacks like this. Happens all the time. You're like, okay.
Like, well, Van Pelt's been in the league way longer, and he says it's never happened. Like, that's what Van Pelt said. He's like, no.
Never
first
heard
time,
that before.
First time I've ever done this.
Okay.
So is it, it's Michaels and Herb Street, right, tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of the barrel. It's towards the bottom of the barrel. Because Al Michaels,
okay.
Al Michaels, I look at Al Michaels the way you look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Michaels has lost it a little bit. I totally agree. Yeah.
And then Kirk Herbstreit, like, put him on college games.
Well, let me tell you, I thought last week Herbstreit sounded a little, maybe it's because he's done a year in the NFL. I thought Herbstreit sounded a little more up to speed on the NFL than he did last year.
It's just very out of place to me. Oh, so yeah. Even if he's up to date, like, I don't like hearing his voice with pro football.
That's the problem.
It's a me thing,
I think.
But I don't love the pairing.
Let me say this about the Patriots.
Yeah.
When you look at the Jets tonight, winnable game. The Niners was one of those games where I said they have no chance. Without Debo and McCaffrey, does that change? Is that a potential competitive game, if not a winnable game?
I mean, it definitely is because of you saw what Minnesota did.
Okay.
And I know early in the season there are some fluky things, but hey, it's still early in the season.
Okay. Miami, no Tua. Winnable game at home?
Skylar Thompson, I mean, I would say got to be winnable.
Houston, to me, feels really good, but their offense has not been off the charts
much
yet.
This past week against Chicago.
Right, and Chicago has a similar setup to the Patriots in that they're winning on defense.
But
right
it also
now.
Speaks to like how the Patriots have played and how they look more competitive. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to go 5-12.
Right.
Just like they're going to be in more games, probably. Like very few blowouts. Plus, it's the nature of the NFL. Like, even bad teams don't get necessarily worked over every week. You look at the spreads. The spreads are always inside of 10,
yeah.
Right? Like almost all the time. So, yeah, but though I think based on the injuries, I mean, you just saw no T. Higgins, no Kenneth Walker. No McCaffrey, no Debo, no Tua. Like, that's setting up pretty nicely.
Okay. Then you have Jacksonville. Stinks.
They're bad. That's the London game, yep. Right?
The Jets again. Yeah. Tennessee's been terrible. Chicago looks awful.
Oh, stop it.
What are the Rams are 0-2.
What are you doing right now? Are you 10-1?
Keith,
he's saying Super Bowl's back on.
That's not what I'm saying.
You just went through like 8 games.
I didn't give him wins in all of them. I'm just saying.
Losses?
What sounded like a daunting schedule?
It has opened up a little
bit. That schedule doesn't look anywhere near as daunting as it did before the year, and we're only 2 weeks in.
But you know what every one of those teams is saying? Ooh, Patriots.
Patriots.
Thank God, Patriots.
Thank God they're here.
Thank God, Patriots.
No, that's probably true. But
yeah.
Like,
no, I get your overall point. I think the spread, so like at the beginning of the year,
You feel way better if they win the game tonight? You look at it and go, huh, like all those other, I feel so much better about all those other games.
If they win the game tonight, I think you got to feel, not only will you feel a little, put them in the frisky category come tier Tuesday.
I wanted to last week.
I know you did. So you could maybe think about moving them up to frisky, but then you might also say, man, that Seattle game really porked them.
Nope, that's true.
You know, you're going to look at that and say, God, they should have won that game. They were up in the fourth quarter.
I might have been 17-0 if they would have won that Seattle game.
You would have just went out.
But, like, the schedule looks way less. All I'll say is the schedule looks way less daunting.
That's fine.
And, you know, that includes the game tonight. I don't think the Jets are that much better than the Patriots. I'm not even sure they're better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.